The Azure Digital Twins is a great solution for mapping your environment, your devices, people in your company in the digital world, and leverage data from these devices and things into your solutions. WindVision has developed a great solution called vSense, and we have Remco on the IoT show today to show us how that works. This is the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, your host. Thanks for watching. Today we have Remco on the show. How are you, Remco?
I'm fine.
So Remco is from WindVision. WindVision is a company, a partner, one of our gold partners, and they've been developing a solution based on Azure Digital Twins. So before we jump into some explanations about the application, the vSense solution, can you tell us a bit about yourself and WindVision?
Yeah, my name is Remco Ploeg. I'm a solution architect at WindVision. WindVision is a system integrator in the Netherlands.
Okay.
We are based in Nieuwegein. We are Microsoft Gold Partner, and we've got a big focus on IoT.
Okay. So you have a very neat solution you guys have been developing that is powered and based on Azure Digital Twins. So we have some other videos that were recorded some time ago about Azure Digital Twins. That is a new service allowing you to digitalize your work, right? Create a digital model of things, of objects, of people, and have an interaction between all of that. So can you tell us a bit about your solution, vSense, and how you came to develop that?
Yeah, so together with Heijmans, it's a big construction company in the Netherlands, we have developed vSense, a smart-based solution for buildings.
Okay.
And the building itself is digital in the Azure Digital Twin.
Okay.
And based on all the data we collect in that building, with our own sensors or with sensors in the building itself already, we collect the data and we do actions based on the data.
Okay.
So
basically you have your own set of sensors, right?
We have.
And you have your solution that monitors these sensors.
Yep.
I think we're gonna see some of your sensors as well, but we'll talk about the architecture before. But basically you're capturing data from all these sensors, you're like putting all that in digital twins, and then you're leveraging the platform itself for exposing this data, like getting insights from the data and then taking action, right? And connecting into the customer's solutions and line of business application.
Yeah, so we've built several solutions based on our platform itself. So occupancy, for example, is very important in the Netherlands and Europe.
Okay.
So we've got applications where people can see in the building where they can find free spaces, for example. But we've got also solutions for the cleaner.
Okay.
So the cleaner can see which storages they need to be cleaned, or which rooms need to be cleaned.
Okay, so, and you've been in that business for some time, right? And Azure Digital Twins is new. Why jumping on Azure Digital Twins? Why using that technology? What did it give you, bring you?
So we built vSense, the first version, also on Azure, on the IoT components.
Okay.
And we rebuilt it last year.
Okay.
Because we are one of the private preview partners of the Digital Twin itself, the new service.
Okay.
And it gives us a fast start to build a new service for vSense.
Okay.
So there's a lot of functionality in there already that we built ourselves before.
Okay.
So we can really give it a fast start.
Yeah, okay. And focus on what really is your competency and skills, which is actually the devices and offering that service to your customers.
Yeah, so we built before our own rule engine.
Okay.
But there's a rule engine now in Digital Twins.
So you don't
we can leverage on that.
You don't have to develop and maintain that.
Exactly.
And then you're going to benefit from any new features we're going to add to it.
Exactly.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we have an architecture diagram here.
Yeah.
Like, let's jump into that and talk about the vSense application.
Yeah, so on the left, we've got our own sensors, but we also connect, of course, with the sensors of the buildings that are already in there.
Okay.
So, and all the sensor data is collected. We're using a lot of LoRa. That's a technology for low-based communication with sensors, because our own sensors are battery operated and lasting around 5 years.
Yep. And for those who don't know, LoRa is a low-power radio-based device communication.
Yeah. It's big in Europe already and coming up, I think, in the United States.
Definitely.
And all the data is collected in our vSense platform.
Okay.
That's leveraging the Azure Digital Twin.
Okay.
And based on the platform, we build solutions. But also partners can build solutions based on the platform. So it's open.
So it's a platform on a platform.
Exactly.
Open for customers to actually create their own application on top of it.
Or partners from us build their own solutions.
Okay. On what are the kind of devices that you guys provide?
Yeah, so we've several own sensors built.
Okay.
So from the left, you see a motion sensor. We use it on desks, in rooms, and also in toilets.
Okay.
We can measure the filthy of a toilet based on usage.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah. we've got a comfort sensor, so we measure temperature, humidity, lux, sound.
Okay.
So if you want to find a quiet place, for example, we can measure the sound in the building.
Makes sense.
We've got a counting sensor, so we can count people entering a room or exiting a room.
Yeah, or the building.
And to see how the room is occupied. Mm-hmm. So in a room with 20 people always sitting in a room of 50, that's not really good.
Okay.
So we can measure that.
So you have all the security, fire standards, everything that or regulations that actually then you can easily then enforce or verify, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And we also measure the energy in the building.
Okay, saving energy.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah,
that's
makes
the main
sense.
Goal.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So we want a demo.
Yeah, I can do that.
Because actually,
course.
That's in production, right? It's not just like so. Azure Digital Twins is still in preview, right? But you guys have a product which is in production based on that technology. You, as you were saying, you had a first version of BSaints not based on Digital Twins, but now moving to Digital Twins, you can focus on developing that solution and extending it. Right.
So we started 2 weeks ago migrating customers from our old solution to the new solution.
Yeah.
So we're running in production already.
How's it going?
Challenging sometimes, but it's going all right.
Like all migrations.
The customers are really happy with it because it's a total new solution, new design, more look and feel. It's faster, much faster than before.
Okay,
so they're happy.
Faster. Do they see also integration into their own line of business application being something that is powerful to them?
Yeah, it's powerful. It's not really in there yet, but it's ready now for it.
Okay.
So after migration, we will add more connections to facility management systems, for example.
I'm sure they are excited about that.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
They are. Yeah.
So what are you looking at here?
So this is our own building in Europe.
Okay.
Every employee in our building can see the screen, and they can see here which rooms are available or not.
Okay.
So we've got three colors. You see the green, of course, it's that are the rooms that are free or the desks are free.
Okay.
The red one are, of course,
occupied. Yeah.
And the orange one are in between, because sometimes people are leaving their desk to grab a coffee, and they are chatting at the coffee.
Okay.
And after a certain amount of time, the desk will go to orange.
Also, you have rules that actually take into account the fact that someone might eventually come back to that desk. I like it. Okay, makes sense.
So that's one, and we run these apps on screens in the building. So in big buildings, when you enter the building, you see which room or which desk is free for you, and you can find it.
Yeah.
So things like wayfinding is in there, and other things.
And because you're using Digital Twins, the Azure Digital Twins platform, like the bridge between having the data from sensors into the visualization in that web page is something which is pretty straightforward.
Yeah, so we connect directly to the Digital Twin to get the latest status of a room or a desk.
Yeah,
and it's just one API and we get the latest.
No custom code or whatever.
Exactly.
Okay, makes sense.
So, and the other thing that is, of course, important is reporting. Mm-hmm. So facility managers want to see how is the week. So we've got made all kind of graphs, how the occupancy rate is, how was the temperature in the building, for example, in the last week.
Okay.
So they can have direct insights, of course, also with Power BI, but we made some standard graphs for them available.
Awesome, this is great. Well, I guess people can learn more about BSaints and WindVision. We're going to add some links in the comment of this post.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Remco, for coming on the IoT show. Hope to see you soon around with more application, more demos. And don't forget to subscribe for the IoT show. Thanks for watching.